When people want to know why I write, I look at them blankly. It feels like they're asking me, why breathe or why eat? And all I can say is it's as necessary and sometimes as problematic as either of these life-sustaining activities. While it is true that writing doesn't usually lead to asthma, acid reflux or obesity, it has the capacity to cause extreme pain when blocked, distress when rejected, and when finally put out for the public gaze, an uncomfortable sense of exposure, or worse. Who'd want to do it, you ask? And when it's not going well, I often ask this of myself. Then I remember or experience again one of those precious fleeting moments when my words perfectly match an idea I want to express or a story I'm compelled to shape. That's it. The rush, the high that keeps me hooked and will do so for as long as I breathe or eat. There is nothing like it, no endorphin or pharmaceutical or gourmet experience to touch it. Yep, it's an addiction. I write because I must. And like all addicts, I keep going back for more because I've never yet, and probably never will, do it well enough to satisfy myself. And when I'm not doing it, I worry about it, until the compulsion to return to it is too great to resist. This time, I tell myself, I'll produce a substantial literary work, or a story that touches a universal chord, or, at its most basic and popular, a piece of sheer entertainment. Not only do I tell this to myself, I also repeat it with passion and conviction to all the many new writers I tutor and mentor in classes and on courses at home and abroad. If you want to write, if you feel you have something to say, I'll help you, I declare. Bring me your newborn idea and your raw curiosity, and I'll give you the tools to transform it into fiction. I'll share with you all the tips and techniques I've gained along my own tenuous path. Does this, I wonder, make me a literary pusher? Am I fostering new lifetimes of addiction, or, looking at it more positively, enabling artistic expression, the possibility of someone creating a great novel? Impossible to know. Writing defines and inhabits me, and I believe that despite the risk of dependency and disappointment and frustration, it is important for new writers and a generation of new readers to be given the tools and permission I offer. So I do it and I teach it, and now it sometimes feels as though my head is crammed with other people's stories entangled like narrative spaghetti, and my own hesitant creations are throttled at birth. Then out of that morass pops out a shiny new idea. It's strong, it's tantalizing, it's a survivor. And the compulsion kicks in again. I eat, I breathe, and I write.